Thanks for calling customer support. How may I help you today?
Yes, this is Cherry Benson. And my address is 217 East Holiday Drive, Decatur, Illinois, 62526.
May you please say that zip code again?
62526.
Your first and last name?
Benson, B as in boy, E-N-S-O-N.
Okay, there's no account with that name. Let's see, can I find the account with your number that you called in with today?
I have the order ID or the shipment ID.
Okay, I'm going to ask for that last because those are the ones that takes the longest.
The shipment ID?
Mm-hmm. May I please get your first and last name again? May you spell it out, please?
C-H-E-R-R-Y. Just like cherry pie.
Okay, let's see. Okay, and last name?
Benson, B as in boy, E-N-S-O-N.
That is so confusing because no last name. That last name is not popping up at all.
You want the shipment ID number?
We can try the order ID.
Order ID? Okay, the order ID is 9, B as in boy, 5, A as in apple, 0, D as in dog, 1, D as in Charlie, 4.
Ma'am, it's not popping up under that either, ma'am.
Well, I don't want you to send me any more of this. That's why I'm calling you.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't afford it anymore.
I understand that, ma'am, but I can't even pull up your account, ma'am, for me to even cancel the account, ma'am. May you please tell me the last 4 digits of the card that was charged?
I don't even know. let's see. Was it 6760?
Yes, ma'am. No account is popping up. I did your card. I did the order ID. I did the first and last name. I did your phone number, and I did the zip code.
Well, how come I'm getting this stuff in the mail from you guys then, and I don't want it?
Ma'am, this is a third-party call center, ma'am, so we just handle the accounts, ma'am. So, like, we just cancel accounts and things like that, ma'am.
How would I get a hold of the people who sent it? Because this is the only number on here.
I will say, well, since we can pull up your account and this is the same system they use, I would say call your bank and have your bank block any payments from that person.
I don't even know what the name is of the person.
I'm talking about, like, the certain ship, the charge, like, whoever to charge from, because your bank is able to do that. So, basically, just tell them about what's going on, and then just ask them to block it, so they will never be able to send you or charge you anything.
Is this card the one that I charged it to?
Yes, the card that got charged from.
6760, that's the card it was charged from?
I have no clue, ma'am, because your account didn't even pop up under that last 4
years. Is there somebody I can talk to that would know?
Well, ma'am,
I don't know which card I charged it to.
Yes, ma'am. But for us to even pull up your account, ma'am, to even see if that's the card that we're charged from, ma'am, we have to find your account, ma'am, and your account is not pulling up by your first, last name, your phone number, your zip code, or even the card. Or even the order ID.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I've said I feel like you should call your bank and just tell them to block the people that
I don't know the name of the company.
Yes,
how can I do that?
Ma'am, but your bank sees the payment, ma'am, and whatever the payment is from, they can block that from whoever that charged you that, ma'am.
What is it? What's the charge for this theft?
Ma'am, this is a third-party call center, ma'am. We handle over 300 products, ma'am. So I do not know which product it was even charged for.
It's Refresh. Refresh formula.
Ma'am, I advise you to call your bank, ma'am.
I can't call my bank if I don't know which one it was. Thank you for no help.
Okay, ma'am. No problem.